The foot-washing ceremony that reenacts Christ's gesture of humility towards his disciples at the Last Supper is seen as the most poignant and humbling moment during the Holy Thursday evening Mass. Scottish Jesuit priest Father Chris Bowles reflects on the joys and the drawbacks of performing this wonderful act of service, where over the years he has found himself washing the feet of those afflicted with bunions, deformed toenails and other foot ailments.
What a great day, Holy Thursday. It's the beginning of our Triduum, where we recall Jesus having his Last Supper, leaving his last instructions, showing his last example, and praying that it's all going to continue when he's gone. Holy Thursday is the day we mark the birth of the Eucharist, the beginning of priesthood. And you'd have to agree, these are pretty central to Catholic faith and to the Catholic Church. So does it strike you as odd, I wonder, that it's not our Holy Thursday Gospel? It strikes me as odd. Very odd. Very odd indeed. If it was left up to me, I'd probably have made the Holy Thursday Gospel all about Mass and all about priesthood and all about Holy Communion. And I suppose many others would have too. So, thank goodness it wasn't left up to me. Because what we've got instead is much, much better than that. The Eucharist isn't missing, of course. It's in the second reading, St. Paul describing it all in wonderful detail. And that leaves the Gospel clear for a very powerful act of service. Jesus washing the feet of the disciples. I love seeing that acted out at the Holy Thursday night Mass. I've been on the receiving end of the washing, and I've done the foot washing myself. It's actually pretty humbling, whichever role you take. Letting someone wash your feet is taking a big risk. And handling so many different feet isn't always a joyous task. On Holy Thursday night, over the years, I've had stinky feet, bunions, flaky skin, and horrible toenails. No doubt, feet had as many ailments in Jesus' time as in our own, and yet here he is, washing them, and telling his friends to do the very same thing themselves. And I'm coming to see more and more clearly that this is exactly what we should be doing on Holy Thursday night, and so I appreciate it more and more each year. We have an act of service on this most important night because, quite simply, that's the point of Eucharist. Eucharist isn't something private between me and Jesus so that I sit in church for hours after Mass is over, feeling wonderful and precious because I've got the Lord inside me. We're not encouraged to hang around after Mass is over, except to say some prayers of thanksgiving. Well, think about it yourself. After we receive communion, we've got a quick final prayer, and then we're told, the Mass is ended, go. Go, but go differently than the way you came in. Go in peace. And don't just go in peace. Go and do something too. Go to love and serve the Lord. Well, we can only love and serve the Lord through the people the Lord puts into our life. That's why this act of humble service is at the heart of Holy Thursday. Well, nowadays, not many people, I suppose, need their feet washed. When someone comes to visit, their feet are protected by tarmac pavements and by good shoes. But there are plenty more humble acts of service that we could be doing. It might be as much an act of service to ring an old friend that we're losing touch with, to tell them that we're thinking about them, as it is to wash their feet. It may be saying a kind word to someone, even when we think or we want to say an unkind word. Or it may be to give way. Give way in a queue, in an argument, or even in deciding what to watch on television. Holy Thursday can happen every day, because service can happen every day. How will it happen today, I wonder, and tomorrow? A very happy Easter.
That reflection came from Scottish Jesuit priest Father Chris Bowles from the city of Edinburgh.